Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back again. Bill Grudd, enjoy WIDO 1570, The Light Atlanta, 3 p.m. Eastern time, 12 p.m. Pacific time here where I'm at, in the beautiful, beautiful, hot, may I say, and it has been hot for the last couple of days, San Diego, California. Seems like it's about that time for me to head out and go to the beach because it is just definitely a hot day here in San Diego, and it's just, you know, everyone's just trying to do what they need to do to cool down. But fortunate enough, we are a coastal city, so we have that advantage of doing so. So stay cool, Atlanta. I know you guys are burning up out of there also. So, you know, stay hydrated, get in some shade, and just kick back and relax yourself. But just definitely stay cool. So as a reminder, everyone, it is Wednesday. As you all know, NCES, National Credit Educational Services. It's that time again, Monday and Wednesdays, as you guys know, credit educational free conference calls. To educate yourself, empower your life, grow your credit scores. Tonight is Wednesday, so definitely you want to get on the call to educate yourself, see what you need to do to get your credit score in order so that way you are able to empower your life and move forward in your life and purchase in the things that you need. Because we all know credit is a very powerful tool and it pretty much runs our lives. So definitely call in 712-432-0075. PIN number 678-778-POUND, or you can go to my site directly, or, you know, which is tagged into the NCES site, because they are one of our partners with me, emgtoday.com/build, grow, and enjoy. But definitely, if you can, get on that call, you're listening, you don't have to say anything, you just listen in and just educate yourself when it comes to your credit score. Also, Working Divas, workingdivas.com, dedicated to all the working mothers and women, smart tools from work-life balance tips, much-needed financial advice is on there, to organizing the stilettos. You know how we do it, ladies. So it's where your career, motherhood, and fashion collides with a dose of inspiration for your, just for your last good nerve. I love how Karen just say that. So definitely stop in and check it out at workingdivas.com. Well, you guys, as you know, the budget has been agreed and approved, so, I mean, what does that mean for all of us? You know, $14.2 trillion in debt this nation is in. You know, they're finding ways to try to, you know, get that money paid back or get this economy stimulated, get this nation growing again. But, I mean, with so much money and so much on the table, I mean, what is that to us? Us everyday people, the community. You know, a lot of you guys, you know, sent their, you know, your response out to me. And, you know, all I can say overall with all the responses I got from you in regards to this matter is that people are just sick and tired of being sick and tired, not just financially but emotionally. People are out there struggling, and, you know, they throw out these big numbers, and these big numbers are being thrown out there. But how is it impacting us, the people that keep this nation going? So with that, you know, and, you know, it brings it right into what today's topic is all about, today's show, a very, very special guest that I have on the air today. And that question to all you guys is, are you financially planning for your future? You know, yes, folks, you know, you got to take matters into your own hands. There is but so much that can be done from our leaders of the nation. Seems like people may have forgotten or overlooked that, you know, this is the land of opportunity. So why are you not positioning yourself to create that legacy for you and yours? And discussing that with us today, and please welcome with my pleasure, Kanoji Murray, president of Murray Wealth Group. So welcome, Mr. Murray. It is definitely an excitement to have you on today's show, and definitely, as you know, the timing just couldn't be better. Are you there, Ms. Murray?
I'm sorry. I must have had it on you.
Okay.
I apologize.
I know you warned me with the delay, so I just wanted to just make sure. So welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on the air today. I'm just glad you were able to take time out of your schedule, your busy schedule, with all that's going on, and share this information with us today.
Thank you very much for having me. Well, good afternoon, Atlanta. Good afternoon, Khalifia. You know, it's a tough time out there, and, you know, putting together the right financial plan, I'm glad I can help play a role with your listeners.
Definitely. So how's the weather out there in New York City?
New York is hot and muggy. It's a little overcast now, but, you know, it's the summer, so I'm one of those summer people, and I love it, so I'm not going to complain about it. I despise the winter, so any heat and humidity is okay with me, so I'll take it.
Well, definitely, Mr. Murray, let everyone know who you are and what exactly you do before we get into the discussion of today and just kind of pinpoint on what's going on with the whole, you know, debt ceiling approval and how it's affecting everyone and how it is going to affect everyone. But definitely, just let everyone know who you are and what exactly you do.
Absolutely. And again, thank you for having me. I provide financial advice as it relates to insurance, also investments, and I also do tax preparation through one of the major you know, tax preparing firms. And, you know, I really sit down with clients, assess their needs, and then, you know, I obviously look to execute on that plan. As it relates to the debt, you know, it's tough. I mean, you know, you look at the Tea Party and their ability to push their agenda and set the tone and say, look, we need to reduce the deficit. And this is, you know, a lot of you know, pundits have described this as sausage making, and that's really what it comes down to. This is the art of compromise. This is the art of balancing the, you know, the country's books, and it's not pretty, but it's necessary. You know, you've got one side where you want a reduced role in government and, you know, as little government as possible, and you've got other people that, you know, believe that, you know, government does play a role. I fall in line with the idea that it's a partnership. I think it has been a partnership. I think it always will be a partnership. So it's just, you know, striking that balance. And, you know, it gets messy, but it, you know, ultimately that's what our democracy is all about.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, it's sad because and within that approval, you know, it was also mentioned that, you know, for them, you know, that $900 billion that they immediately got to cut, you know, the cuts that they're looking at is going to impact, you know, our people, you know, our communities. And, you know, it's really so sad, but, you know, it's usually the communities that's hit first. You know, they're even talking about, you know, cutting, Medicaid for the people that need it, cutting back on, you know, of course, military spending, education, transportation, all areas that are in dire need of assistance, but they're going to have to cut back and do what they need to do to get this debt down. But definitely, you know, I try to tell everyone, you know, I, like you said, our leaders, they, you know, of the nation, they are here. They're doing what they can do for the overall big picture. But us as the people have to make the choices ourselves and create that opportunity for ourselves because there's always a gray area in everything. And I always push as a financial planner myself, you know, you need to make sure you have a financial plan in place. So can you just let everyone know the importance of financially planning for your future and being prepared and just the importance of having a financial plan implement into your lifestyle?
Absolutely. You know, having, and you know, for a lot of people, it's somewhat work, but, you know, it's necessary work. You know, for a lot of people, math and all things, you know, accounting related don't seem to, you know, jump out as a topic of a lot of interest, but they definitely need to sit down, let's say at least once a month, and look to map out their lives in some way. I mean, obviously you're paying your bills, but in paying those bills, you know, looking to set aside some money for retirement, setting aside money for maybe that small business you're looking to start. Also, if you're looking to put children through college, you know, these are things that don't just happen out of thin air. They take work on a monthly basis, and kind of mapping out a plan with an advisor such as yourself, such as me, really kind of helps with that effort. You know, to kind of piggyback on, you know, what we were originally talking about in terms of the deficit, you know, this also includes, you know, getting involved politically. I mean, I agree with you. I'm one of those people, again, who believes that there is role for Medicare and Medicaid for the least fortunate of us. We need a strong military. You know, we need a, you know, Department of, you know, Transportation. There are a whole host of services that, you know, that can be provided by government. And if you believe in that, then you've got to get involved, you know, not just, you know, from, you know, watching television, but funding campaigns. And, you know, that's something that a lot of financial advisors may not necessarily talk about, but if you really want to get involved and play a role, you know, I've worked on political campaigns in the past, and money talks. So whether it's, you know, giving $5 here to, let's say, a city council or, you know, even your local congressman, definitely do that. Include that if it, obviously if it works for your budget. But if you can raise money, then that's another thing you can do to help cause what we're originally talking about. And include that, again, with your overall financial planning for you and your family.
Right, definitely, definitely. Now, everybody has, like, you know, different strategies or niches that they work with. What exactly is the niche that you specialize with your firm?
Well, pretty much middle income. Middle-income people who are looking to really get ahead, they've got a limited budget, and they're really trying to figure out what to do with their life from a number of aspects, again, working in insurance, investments, retirements, college savings, saving for a business. That's been pretty much my niche, and I love it because that's the reason why I got into this business. Like you said, you know, there are people in our community that – you know, have not received financial aid or financial advice in the past for one reason or another, and I see my role is, you know, providing that advice to them. So whatever I can do to help them, I definitely do. Eventually, I'll probably look to go for the higher end just from a business standpoint, but I love, sitting down with someone. Let's say they're making, you know, let's say $30,000 to $60,000, and really sitting down with them and trying to figure out, you know, what are your priorities in life? What do you want to do with your life? What do you want to do with your family's life? How do you see your vacation time and your retirement? How do you see yourself working for a company or not working for a company and starting your own business? Just really kind of getting to the nuts and bolts of where they want their life to be and then working out a plan that kind of pursues that goal.
Right. And, you know, I'm not sure if you're aware, but I'm also like a financial contributor with Working Divas, and it's a blog and soon to be a show that's going to be coming with the Karen Bond show out in Cleveland with Michael Bazin and Tom Joyner. But basically, we just kind of cater to the career women like myself or, you know, us Disney women, you know, juggle everything. But I had a great topic on when I was doing research, and I thought it was just so important for me to get that information out to everyone because a lot of people don't understand knowing what your net worth is. And, you know, a lot of these people, they sit up here and they think that, hey, if I got a house and I got a car and I got this, then I got some kind of worth. But a lot of people don't realize that, you know, that is pretty much a liability, you know, and you haven't pretty much just putting yourself deeper and deeper in debt. So can
right.
you give your feedback on what, you know, net worth is and some advice on how people should, you know, pretty much, you know, I put some advice out there on how they should calculate it. But just let them know that, you know, what's the difference between a liability and how important it is to have assets to build your net worth so you're not having, you know, in my research, it came back that in the Hispanic and African American community, which is pretty much like the masses of the communities today, is pretty much zero to negative net worth right now. So just
right.
give your advice on that, and just let the listeners hear how important it is for them to be sure that they're just not buying stuff and thinking it's something that they have, when in reality they're taking away from themselves for the future.
Well, I look at, our role as financial planners as really, you know, taking a pie. So, again, everything that you've talked about, everything that I've talked about, all fits in someone's life or may fit in, you know, a few pieces may fit in someone's life. But you have to plan for those. So if you've got two children and you're working, you know, 60 hours a week, you know, eventually you're going to want to send them to college. You got to make financial plans for that. If like you said, a house, you know, traditionally, especially in our community, a house was seen as, you know, having something where you can build up net worth. But as the last few years have proven, that can be a huge challenge and it can be a tremendous burden in a lot of cases. So that's the reason that you want to diversify into other things. So that includes, I think what you're alluding to, you know, savings accounts. If you've got a business on the side, maybe not even a full-time business, but a part-time business. If you've got a retirement account that invests in mutual funds or individual stocks, you know, there's an education process that you want to, as an individual, kind of take on along with working with a financial advisor. You know, I also do a lot of writing around financial advice. And, you know, I've realized that a lot of people, because of their daily, you know, grind, don't necessarily have the time or the energy to really look for that. So providing that to them is what we can do to do that. So, again, I think looking at your life, your financial life as a pie, and making sure that, you know, each slice of that pie is taken care of in some way. And whether it's as little as $5, at least you're doing something so that, you know, if you're having the ability to make more money in the future, then guess what? You've got that plan in place. You can just add more money to it, but at least you took care of those pieces of that pie.
Right. And, you know, you said a key word in just what you just said, and that's diversification. You know, a lot of that is not understood within the community, too. Like you said, people just say, hey, if I got a home, then, hey, I got some assets, and, you know, I'll wait for the equity to build, and I got some money. But they don't realize that, hey, when that market drops, you can be able to buy down your home, but you still got that mortgage. So can you just kind of touch a little more on the importance of having diversification within your financial portfolio when you do create your plan?
Absolutely. You know, you want to, you know, again, like you said, we all know about buying a home, but how many people know about setting up an IRA account? How many people know about setting up not just a simple savings account, but also an investment account? How many people are really doing the research to, you know, sit down and figure out, you know, if you're going to start a business, what that's going to take? This does take some effort. Does take some energy, but spacing that out and trying to put it in your life will be a key so that, you know, when that downside happens, you're protected. I mean, not only have I personally, along with everyone else, dealt with the real estate crisis, but about 10 years ago, I had to deal with the stock market crisis. So I've seen and lived, you know, the need for diversification so that you're covered. And it takes some legwork. It's not something that for a lot of people comes naturally, but, you know, asking for the advice of people, you know, asking for advice from people like you and me is really key to, you know, bridging that knowledge gap so that you are, you know, protected when bad things happen.
Right. Right, exactly. And and we're going to take a quick break, Mr. Murray, and you know if I'm calling you Mr. Murray because I don't want to hammer your name.
Okay.
People probably like, Khaleesi is saying, like, you know, I told by the first name, just keep it simple, you know, just real down to earth, real talk. And I was like, Mr. Murray, I was like, I would rather take that chance than hammer your name, but please forgive me. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, I just want to, you know, talk a little more about, you know, some, you know, the cost if someone wants to meet with you, because a lot of people think it costs. We all know what it is, but, you know, I just wanted to hear from you. And then just add some additional information on how they can contact you, and then also just kind of touch base with some best practices and some advice that you can shoot out to the listening audience. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll just be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And welcome back, Bill Grimm and Joy WIGO The Light. Kanoji Murray with Murray Wealth Group, taking your financial, talking about, you know, financially planning for your future, you know, just some general information, key points, diversification of your portfolio, your net worth. This is a guy you want to talk to, very experienced in the business, came directly referred to me from one of my other partners, so definitely you guys want to reach out to Mari. But Mari, I just want to just get some words of advice from your standpoint, because, you know, we're all advisors. Every advisor has their own, like I said, niche and their own advice, you know, different points of view. So just give us, like, three bullet points on why people today need to get their financial plan in place for their future.
Well, the first and the most important thing is you never know what the future is going to bring. So you want to be kind of prepared for that. And like you said, diversifying among a number of different, you know, ideas and assets makes sense. So you want that home. I mean, granted, the real estate market is bad now, but I do believe it will turn around. And if you're, you know, someone that wants to live in a home for the 20, 30 years raising a family, that's a great option that, you know, you can hold on to. Then you've got, again, the simple savings account. That's fine. You know, you want to contribute to that on a regular basis. If you've got children, You need to set aside money on a regular basis for them. They grow up very quickly. Before you know it, they're in their teens, and you want to make sure that they have a bright future ahead of them. You want to look at your own retirement. So again, you know, to bring home the point, you really want to look at all aspects of your life and say, okay, what am I doing to meet these goals? And if you're not meeting them, then you need to have a serious conversation with someone and towards the idea of meeting that. And again, you know, it doesn't have to be anything extravagant, but just as long as you're doing something, that's the important part, because at a certain point, making sure that it works with your budget, it becomes second nature. It becomes almost like, okay, you know you have to pay your car, you know you have to pay for your retirement account, you know you have to pay for your light bill, your cell phone bill, your kids' education. These are all bills that are there. Yes, they are challenging, but you know, in order to get ahead and to help your family get ahead, then these are critical things that you need to put, you know, as part of your financial life. You know, years ago, when I was a child, my grandfather told me, "Look, you look at savings, whether it's saving for anything, as a bill, and you know, as long as you treat it that way, then you'll always do it. You're always funding it. You're always having the ability to fund it, and then before you know it, you've built up a nice little nest egg that you didn't even realize happened." So, again, just diversifying among a number of different ideas, a number of different asset classes can really go a long way to helping you out in the future.
Definitely, definitely. And then also just kind of touch base, you know, a lot of people say, you know, financial planning for the wealthy, you know, it's going to cost me a lot of money. And they always say it doesn't, you know, cost you anything to get a consultation. It doesn't cost you anything. It's all based off the performance of your portfolio. So can you just let everyone know that, you know, it's free to meet with you, because that's how we have to do our discovery to find out, indeed that, you know, the services is needed and how you can be helped. Kind of like going to your doctor, you know, you're going there, you're going to ask them a certain question before you get the diagnosis. So just let everyone know that it's absolutely free to consult with you.
Absolutely. It definitely is free. And I think, you know, let me take a step back, though. You and I both know that there are people in our business, unfortunately, they, you know, charge a fee for, you know, sitting down and giving that type of advice. And that's what they decide as a business. And unfortunately, if people come across that, they don't realize that there may be other options for them. So, you know, there may be a little bit of, you know, frustration, a little bit of legroom that's involved with that. But, you know, again, if it's your child's future that we're talking about, then you make that effort. If it's your retirement, then you make that effort. It may be a little frustrating, just like, you know, applying for a job or trying to start a business or anything else that's a challenge in life. You know, you overcome that challenge and you look for someone that you can partner with that's going to look out for your best interest. You know, and also, you know, there are fees. I mean, you and I both know that there also are fees in terms of, you know, let's say they're paying life insurance premiums or if they're paying mutual funds, there are fees that are associated with that. But that's simply, you know, what we do to make our living, but then also balance off our need to give back and to provide valuable financial advice to our community.
Well said. Well said, Mr. Murray. Well said. So is there any additional information you'd like to say to the listeners on such a, you know, very, very important topic? And like I said, the time it couldn't be perfect with all that's going on. Is there any additional information you'd like to add that we may have not touched on?
Just do something. You know, I'm actually starting an article that I started up last night where, you know, I talk about sometimes doing nothing is the worst decision you could possibly make. You know, I, again, having looked at the real estate market, having looked at stocks in the past, sometimes you become so overwhelmed that you do nothing, and then it's 10 years later and you've got no savings or you have no plan in place. Sometimes even making a quote-unquote bad decision is a good decision because if you take the lesson of, again, you know, my elders, you learn from your mistakes and you move on, but not doing something a lot of times can really hurt you. Again, if you're not saving for retirement, if you're not saving for your child's education, then what's your future? What's the future for your child? So do something. Even if it's wrong, sometimes doing something is 10 times better than not doing anything at all, again, because you're talking about your future, the future of your family.
Exactly. So let everyone know how they can contact your offices or contact you directly or your team and how they can find you on the Internet also.
Well, I'm developing a blog, so that'll come out fairly soon. But currently, I've got a page on LinkedIn, so that's probably the best way online. But then my number is 917-916-2000. 2534, and obviously they can call your number as well, and hopefully you can just forward that off to me. That's not a problem either. I'm pretty sure you've got a loyal following, so they're going to reach you probably a lot faster than they reach me, but that's okay. We're both in this to help each other.
Did you join up as a member on Bill Grown and Joy already? I know you said you didn't get around to it just yet, but you need to go ahead and join on there. And you can get all your emails, and they can contact you directly from that site. I mean, through your LinkedIn and everything, you can send all your messages and everything. It's really interactive.
I have to practice what I preach now. I did say I have to do something. I have to do that.
Yes, yes. And if you need help, you know you can always give me a buzz.
Absolutely.
Well, definitely thank you for coming on the air today. It was absolutely a pleasure to have you on the air. And my blessings to you and all your all the continued success with your practice. Stay cool out there. I know it can get hot up there. You know, I usually, come up there and go to Connecticut, at times, and I know it can get hot up there. So stay cool.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Well, I was just saying, stay cool up there in New York and just enjoy your rest of your week. And it's just absolutely a pleasure to have you in the air, and my many, many blessings to you in the practice.
And you the same, definitely. And it was definitely a pleasure being on the show. And thank you very much for having me.
Awesome, awesome. Well, there you guys have it. Financially planned for your future. Now is the time to act, everyone. You all see what is going on, so don't wait until it's too late. Just get a plan in action now. You can contact Mr. Mari. He is going to be on Bill Grown and Joy. Busy, busy guy. He's going to be on there. And you can email him directly on the Bill Grown and Enjoy site. So you need to become a member, too, so that way you can talk to him, get some advice, see how he can assist you with your plans for the future. But definitely come join the movement. As you can see, the movement is alive. So BillGrownEnjoy.com. And also we have his contact information within the featured guest group, as we do with all of our guests. So definitely come on the Bill Grown Enjoy and just get into the community and empower your lives. So that concludes our show for today, everyone. Thank you. Thank you to all my listeners for tuning in. And like I said again, the financial movement is alive. And back on Monday, everyone, a must hear, HNG Diversified, speaking of diversity, part 2 of 3, Eduardo Herrera. You guys know that he speaks, and he has a huge, huge, huge opportunity. He's going to be talking about something for all you homeowners out there, real estate owners, real estate investors, however you want to say it. But if you're looking for some capital to either save your home or to purchase a new one, well, this guy got the answers to all those questions. So definitely don't miss. You guys have a great, great, great rest of your day. Stay cool, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your week. And as always, enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.